Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, a librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations, but I also work on the digital branch. The focus of today's episode of Meet Me at the Library is volunteering and community service. We'll be talking about programs or events through Charlotte Mecklenburg Library that allow individuals to have an impact on their world by becoming volunteers, or through opportunities to spend time on service projects that benefit the library or other groups. With us today, Holly Summers. Holly is the Teen Services Coordinator and oversees teen volunteering for the library. And we also have Ashley Looper, a senior library assistant at Imaginon, and she helps out with the volunteers, with the teen volunteers at Imaginon. And we also have Astrid, who is a teen volunteer at Imaginon. So in this recording, we're going to get a perspective from both staff and volunteers on what it's like to work with volunteers or to actually be a volunteer. So Holly, please tell us a little bit about yourself, and if you could, give us an overview of volunteering for teens at the library.
Sure. So my name is Holly, and I'm the Teen Services Coordinator for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, and we are happy to have a volunteer program, which is our teen volunteer program, and that we offer 3 times a year. We are always looking for energetic and responsible teens ages 13 to 17 to help give back to their community, ones that are really interested in helping others. And so we look for these volunteers 3 times a year, which is the spring, summer, and the fall. And we offer these opportunities at all 20 of our locations. And so they can really do anything from shelving books, materials in our library branches, or they could do something more specialized. And so an example of that would be we have reading buddies programs or teen tutor programs. And so those are other kind of opportunities for them to take advantage of as well. And it also just kind of depends on the community and what needs they have, and also kind of what skills and talents our teens have.
Okay. So tell me this. I know the adult volunteer program kind of runs all year long. Is there a reason you do 3 times a year?
That's a great question. Yeah. So we started with the program during the summer, and that was really popular. We had close to 250 teens that would volunteer with us over the summer. Of course, we would get far more applications than that, but that's about what we had the capacity to work with. So we decided, since that was so successful, that we wanted to open it up to the fall and the spring as well. And the reason that we broke it up between the fall and the spring is that we do often get teens who are looking for those community service hours for school, and maybe they forgot to think about it at the beginning of the school year. So having two sessions kind of allows us to involve as many teens as we can in the program.
Okay. Now, the volunteers, do they go through, what is the application process for them?
Sure. So we open up applications, that's on our website, cmlibrary.org/teens, a month before we start our interview. So after a teen will apply online, they'll also need to set up an interview with library staff. So they'll reach out to our teens and set up that, and all teens will get an interview. So that's kind of part of what our program is, to kind of build that workforce development skills for our teens. So they get that experience of what it's like to have an interview. And then if teens are open to it, they also get feedback about how they did in the interview and what they could improve upon. So it's really about building those skills for teens so that they understand this is how it works in the real world. You apply for a job, you get an interview, if you're lucky, and then just to kind of help them with that process.
Okay. And how do most of the teens handle the interview process?
I think it's a good mix. You know, we see a lot. So there are some teens that come in that are really polished and really impress us. Sometimes we forget that we're interviewing teens and not people that are there as an adult applying for a professional position. And other times, you know, we have some of the younger ones who struggle a little bit and need a little help. And I think part of our process, too, is that we don't structure it like an interview in the sense that we kind of leave them hanging.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help teens if we see that they're struggling or if we need to get a little bit more information. Teen staff kind of know how to get that out of teens and to kind of get more information. So
there's a little training involved.
Yeah.
They're going.
But so, I mean, I would say overall, I'm usually really impressed with how teens are able to handle themselves in an interview. I think that's a skill that they're learning earlier now.
Right. So you're getting to see some people we might want to work for the library system in the future, too.
In fact, yes, we've had several volunteers turn into employees. So that's been definitely a story of impact for us to see teens that go through this process and have such a good experience and do such good work that they do eventually become a library employee. So in addition to the volunteer opportunities, we also have satellite studio intern positions. And so we have three satellite studios in three different geographic regions in Charlotte. And these were set up by LSTA grant funds provided by IMLS a few years back. And so satellite studios are basically ways for people of all ages to kind of get 21st century's digital skills. So we have an iPad, we have a Ready Animator, we have a green screen, we have a DSLR camera.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different things that people might not have had experience with. And so our teen interns serve to kind of run those studios in these branches. And so all of that's on our website as well, which branches house them, where they are, and what times they're available for public to come in and use them. But lots of opportunities to use new technology, to create videos, music, different projects. And so that's kind of a specialized opportunity for teens where if they have digital skills or they want to learn digital skills, that's a really great place for them to be to do that as well.
Okay. So they're actually working with the public and
teaching
the public how to use the technology.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So that's a great experience for them.
Yes.
And it helps the library too because that's covering another area for the library.
Yep.
Okay. Can you tell us more about the library's community service programs?
Sure. So we also offer community service projects, and we have some that are specialized specifically for teens and others for preteens, and all that can be found on our calendar online. But our community service projects are basically a way for teens or preteens to come in and work on a specific project. So it might be something for the library where they're helping to create materials for a program, or it might be that we're working with an outside organization. We've created blankets for Project Linus and things like that. So there's always a project in place where teens get to come in and maybe learn something about the library or about a community organization and then contribute to that project and earn community service hours while doing it.
So, all right, that leads me into the next question. What would you say is the main reason you see that most teens want to volunteer?
So a lot of teens need it to get community service hours for like a school requirement or a club that they're trying to get into. A lot of them are trying to really beef up their resumes for colleges. But a lot of times, too, I see a genuine interest from teens that they just want to give back to the library because either they've grown up in the library or they feel like they're just connected to it in some way. And so I think we see that more than people would probably imagine. So it really, I think, comes from both of those places where they do need the community service hours, but I think they pick the library because it holds a special place for them. So we also have teen advisory councils at some of our locations, and those are really great opportunities for teens to come in to also earn community service hours, but to give us information maybe about our collections, about programming, about our space and what we could do to improve that. So that also gives teens a place to kind of have their voice heard.
Yeah.
And we've used teen feedback to help us with decisions about the library, whether it is, you know, related to the books or the materials that we have or programming or even spaces if we're planning on improving a space or doing something project related that way.
Right.
we have leaned on our teens to give us that information. And like I said, they also get the opportunity to earn community service hours for that, because they are giving us valuable input and feedback that we would then use to help improve the library.
Okay. So you're getting their real perspective, and I'm sure that information they give does help with drawing people in, drawing teens in, because
absolutely, yeah, because we can read about research and we can try to see what other libraries are doing,
right.
But in the end, like, we would love to hear from teens themselves, because we feel like that's who we need to really be listening to, not so much research and not so much
right, and it gives you their local perspective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Ashley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us, how does managing teen volunteers work at the library branches?
Hi, I'm Ashley Looper. I am a teen service specialist at Imagineon. So I started here at Imagineon 2 months ago, so I'm brand new, and I wasted no time getting busy. So I am helping our lead librarian, Tara, with volunteers. We rotate every season. So for the fall season, I'm working with the teens September through December. So we have an interview process for new volunteers and also for returning.
Okay.
And we also have lead volunteers, which is Astrid, who will be speaking later. Yes, Astrid is an OG of Imagineon. She's been with us for a very long time, I've learned.
Yeah.
So the way it works is everyone on the staff in the teen loft has a volunteer.
Okay.
And we are really their staff contact. So any kind of projects or any kind of volunteer work the teen is doing, they would come to us.
Okay.
Yes, so Astrid is my buddy.
So each staff member has their own volunteer.
Yes.
Okay.
Except for the ones that work on the weekends, since we all rotate in weekends.
Yeah.
There's some that can only work Saturday and Sunday, so they don't really have a direct staff contact.
Okay.
Since it's just constantly changing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, you get to boss Astrid around whenever
you want. Pretty much, but she's actually bossing me around because she has more experience than me. I'm come from a totally different industry. I come from retail. This is my very first job in a library.
Okay.
Yes, and then of all places, I landed at Imagineon that just serves youth and teens. So yes, she's bossing me around. Everybody knows her.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, Astrid's coming back.
Yeah.
That's great." And I'm like, "Who is she?" So yes, we've bonded really quickly. We love the same things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she helps me a lot with my programming, which I'll get into in a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So volunteering at the libraries really includes things like reading buddies, where a teen pairs up with a younger child and the child reads to them. And there's also tutoring and homework help, where a teen is partnered with somebody younger to help them with homework. It's funny because a lot of our teens like to help with circulation. They love to shelve.
Yeah.
It's
like kind of almost relaxing. You sit, you don't sit, but like you go around and you just shelve all the books, and it's really like calming.
Right.
And it's like something that you can really direct your mind to doing. But personally, I really like working on programs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. So we had a meeting about 2 weeks ago, Tara and myself, with Soka, who is in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've learned that different departments need their volunteers to work differently.
Right.
Spangler gets really busy, the children's portion downstairs. So especially with shelving and keeping up with that. So a lot of times we'll send teens down there to help shelve and also help with programming, and especially in the summer when it's really busy. I haven't worked a summer here, but I did interview during the summer and it was slammed.
I
can only imagine what it's like, and they definitely need more hands-on during that time of the year. So they are going to get their own special training starting next season and also help with special projects and collection management.
Okay.
So that's the circulation part. And another volunteer, she loves to shelve. That was highlighted on my notes during the interview. She loves to shelve. So, yes, we do have some that really like to do that, and there's definitely a specific need for that. So.
Sure.
The cool thing about Imagineon is that we have Studio I, which is our production studio. So you can do digital recordings, you can make music,
That's
make film. We have a blue screen, a sewing machine.
Oh.
So
So we have interns or volunteers that specifically work in there.
Yeah.
Which works for me because Sunday we had some teenagers visit, and I'm not too familiar with the equipment.
Right.
And the software. Luckily, our Sunday person was there. She made brochures for all the software in the studio and set them up because I was by myself for a little bit. So it's just so great that a teenager loves that stuff, could help me out. Again, yeah. I'm new and I was just scrambling, like, I don't know what to do. What cord to use? Where's that charger? And she was like, oh, I can help you. Introduced herself, help them out. And that's what really the volunteers were here for. This is their space, very familiar with it. So we have three people that like to work in there, and they are weekend shifts, and they love to make animated movies and things like that. It's kind of similar to Digital Branch, I guess.
Yeah.
But they intern here at the studio.
So are they working with the public then, too, with the equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the girls were making a video for YouTube. Oh, so that came in, 2 weeks ago.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come in to use the green screen to do stuff for YouTube. Yeah.
Right.
And I've been in the studio, like, I started here summer of 2017, something like that. I've been here for, like, a year.
And she does it every season.
Yes, every season.
Yeah.
And the studio is normally really packed, like, regardless.
Really?
Especially during the summer, there's a lot of people who come in to do music stuff, and I really love music. I'm really interested in music production. A lot of my friends produce music.
Yeah.
And so I've picked up stuff from them. So being able to, like, handle GarageBand and help with, like, the recording booth and, like, mixing and dubbing and stuff like that has been really useful for that. That's where I'm pretty, like, I don't want to say expert, but I know a pretty decent amount of how that works.
Yeah.
Right.
And we do have a volunteer. He's our youngest one. I think he just turned 14. So he's our youngest one, and he wants to get better with the equipment, and other teens have really helped him become more familiar with it.
Right.
Like Astrid said, she likes to do programs. We're working on a game of Clue, but it's going to be like a scavenger hunt in the library. But the spin is it's going to be based off the characters from Riverdale.
Yeah.
The popular show. Yeah. Half of my staff watches it. I love that show. I'm not on season 3 yet. But anyway, it came up in a conversation. And it happened to be a busy afternoon, and, like, heads were popping up, like, oh, my gosh, did someone say Riverdale? And I'm like, yeah, look out for that in November. And they're like, cool. So I'm like, great. That just kind of put more pressure on me because I haven't played Clue in decades. But I know it'll be a lot of fun. So just helping them learn about library resources while also doing something really fun and keeping them moving in the loft because it's such a large space that we're working out of. And Astrid has never lost a game of Clue, right?
No, I have yet to lose a game of Clue, but I've just been playing against my friends and my younger brother. So,
So you're trying to get some competition there.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, we've also done Escape Room and Eden. Were you there for that?
I did one of the first escape rooms. Like, I wasn't part of, like, the staff, but they needed more people inside, and Tara wanted to like show me how it worked. So I ran it with some of the kids that came in for the actual program, and it was really cool and really fun.
Yeah.
And later I worked on an escape box program, which is like basically condensed, and it's like a puzzle. It's a series of puzzles in order for you to be able to unlock a box, and then you get a prize. So it's like a portable sort of escape room deal, and it's really cool.
And we did run that one. Like we closed on the loft for like 30 minutes so we could. If we weren't done by 30 minutes, then I guess we weren't smart enough and we'd be trapped forever. But we kind of shut down for 30 minutes in the loft, and the staff participated in it just to make sure the program ran smoothly. So Tara revised and made adjustments.
Nice.
Yes, and then we ran it the next week, and the kids loved it.
Yeah.
So,
So are there still people stuck there that haven't been able to get out? Or?
No, we saved them all.
Saved them all. Okay.
The one that I was on was the zombie apocalypse one, so they would be gone by now.
Nice.
I told people that I could survive that because I drive the stick shift. So the one car that's going to be in the parking lot is a stick shift, and I know how to drive it. So
good.
Yeah.
It's good to know how to drive a stick.
It is. Life lessons.
So Astrid, do you want to tell us any more about yourself and your volunteering experience?
Well, like I said, I've been here for about a year, and I was actually really interested. I still am pretty interested in going into like a career path in library science, specifically children's libraries, because I actually used to want to be a social worker. Mm-hmm. I really like working with kids, and I think it's really important. And, like, I came to this library when it was first built, when I was, like, 10.
Oh.
So it's really cool for me to be able to work here. Basically, I think it would be really cool if I was able to come back here as, like, an adult and maybe work here or something, because then it would be really like I was giving back to the library that, like, sort of helped raise me. I came here and I participated in some of, like, the kids' programs when I was, like, 10 or 11, and that's what really got me into reading. And I'm a really big reader, and I'm a really big writer, and I'm working on getting some of my poetry published in December.
I know that there's a writing conference that they're planning in January.
Yes,
did you hear about that?
I did.
It's 60 fiction writers.
Mm-hmm.
Screenwriters, and is it poetry that they're covering?
I think it is poetry.
Yes.
I remember hearing about that, but I don't know much about it.
I stumbled across that because I went to the shared meeting between the theater and the library.
Nice.
Since Imagineon is connected to the Children's Theater,
yes,
we have these shared staff meetings and just shared meetings.
Okay.
And I was still in my first weeks of starting here, so I went along just to get familiar, become familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the theater got had a request to use our space for 60 students because we have the space.
Mm-hmm.
So 60 writers. So we're just reaching out to schools to send their writers here. And I think at the end of the camp, which is a day-long thing, they read their writing out.
I remember hearing about this from one of my friends because she does, like, playwriting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she was talking about that specifically.
So, yeah, let your friends know that January is the day.
Totally.
But that's the cool thing about Volunteens. They're able to connect with patrons and, you know, give back to the community and also learning important workforce skills.
Yeah.
And we write them letters of recommendation.
Okay.
Yep.
Things like that. And I found out that we, as in the summer of 2018, around 5,100 hours of volunteer work was completed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So busy time, and that was just Imagineon alone.
And actually, what you said about letters of recommendation, I had Tara write me a letter of recommendation for Governor's School.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. And, like, it really helps to have somebody who's, like, a mentor. And I think being a volunteer is really helpful for that, especially because I believe she went to Governor's School as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in my application process, she was really useful, and
mm-hmm.
she put me in contact with another one of her friends that was applying for English, as I was. But, like, that is not a connection I would have had if outside of this program, which I found really interesting. And
mm-hmm.
it also, this sort of experience with the public actually helped me get, like, a real-life job,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So tell me more about the application and interview process. How did that go?
It was a while ago for my first application here. But I can tell you about the repeated application.
Okay.
So basically every season, if you're a volunteer that's been here before for a separate season, you can, like, your mentor or your, like, person that you've been assigned to will come into the space that you've been working with and basically conduct an interview about what you've learned, what you want to learn in the future, if you want to stay here again. It's basically just, like, seeing what you've done
mm-hmm.
and your experience that season. And that was really cool. My original application, I believe, was you apply online and then you come in for an in-person, like, interview, and then they call you back and they're like, welcome to orientation.
Yeah.
And that's basically
mm-hmm.
it. But I honestly don't remember a lot about that because it was like a year ago.
Yeah.
And
the application process, it's different for new volunteers versus returning. It's a different set of questions. So
yeah.
it's a totally different packet.
Yeah. I do remember that.
So
I don't remember those questions though.
There is, like, a couple common questions, like, what are you interested in learning?
Why do you want to work here? What's your
And they say, what do you want to work on? Some people want to be better at Studio I. Some people want to learn about Dewey Decimal System.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just want to learn how to interact with their peers. And it really does help people break out of their shell.
It
does. They're so young and they can be more social.
Right.
Because the Teen Loft is really a hangout spot.
Yeah.
So things like that. And if you're a lead volunteer like yourself,
you have to work a little more.
Yeah, and we just
a couple extra hours.
Remind you of what your duties would be since you're in charge.
Yeah.
We
right.
have one that's preparing to be one. She said she wasn't quite ready to be a lead volunteer. But we have a new boy, and they just immediately bonded. So she's like, oh my gosh, I gave him a tour of the loft. I took him downstairs, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're working on a project together
mm-hmm.
with Main Library. So
okay.
Yes, they're doing reports in the North Carolina room. So they just went down there together, making reports. So yeah, she just kind of took charge. And I'm like, that's great, because she wanted to do that anyway.
Right.
So she completely oriented the new guy.
Yeah.
Without our help.
I remember my first duty as a lead volunteer was to be a part of the orientation for the teenagers coming in for this summer.
Yes.
So I was there when Tara was interviewing them and helped give the orientation for them and basically talked about my experience. So it's a lot of stuff like that, helping out like the kids who are coming in.
Okay. Great. Okay. So thank you, Holly, Ashley, and Astrid. Do you want to add anything else? Okay.
Yeah.
I think very informative session.
Covered a lot.
All right. I've learned a lot. Again, from Astrid. Again, she's teaching me. So
yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, that's for the ride.
That's one of the benefits of her being a volunteer.
Yeah.
Right?
She keeps me busy. I actually get excited when you come in because I like have a whole like bulleted list.
Yes.
Of things to talk to you about.
I think I just want to stress that we really appreciate that teens think of the library when needing to get those community service hours, whether it's for a community service project, a teen advisory council, or to become a volunteer or a satellite studio intern. We just really love having teens in the library and being a part of what we do every day. And so we really appreciate that. And we encourage you, if you are a teen, thinking about that, to come and see what we have to offer. Even if you don't want to participate in these programs, we have a wide variety of other programs and ways for you to get involved. And we'd love to see you at the library.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. Okay, well, thank you for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. Look for our upcoming episodes on the Digital Branch at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. And if you want to visit the library's website, go to www.cmlibrary.org. Check out the library's calendar and resource pages and our volunteer page. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Hashtag CM Library or at CM Library. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.